The question for reflection: what do we love about our country? What do we love about our country? We love the freedom of religion. That's why we're here this morning. We love freedom of choice, freedom to eat and drink what we want, freedom to drive what we want, to drive where we want, freedom to come and go as we please, freedom to dress as we want, freedom to vote or not vote if we want. I would suggest each and every one of us in this room loves our country, loves our freedoms. And we come to this room to pray each week because we love our freedom of religion. Now, what does this freedom of religion do for us? It reminds us how to think and how to live in relationship with all the other citizens of our United States of America. Our Catholic religion reminds us we believe in being one nation of people united under one God. Our Catholic religion, we know, teaches us to listen to the words of God in Scripture. It's why we have three Scripture readings every Sunday, so that we can listen and take them to heart and to live them in faith. Go back to today's gospel. Jesus is being questioned on what are the greatest commandments. First, he reminds us we must love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And then he tells us the second commandment: we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Now, the first part of having the right answer is yes, knowing. Knowing we are to be people who live the commandments. To know in our brain, to know in our thinking, to know in our heart, to know in our spirit how to be people of love. And the second part of follows knowing, it is the doing of love. Yes, we love God with our mind and our heart, with our soul and our strength. Then we must also love our neighbor with our words, with our actions, with our attitudes, with the strength of compassion, with a spirit of acceptance. This is how we love. This week, we as United States citizens are once again given the great opportunity and the great responsibility to vote. We once again participate in the process, which is one of our greatest freedoms and our greatest responsibilities. And we participate because we love. We love and care about our country. We participate because we know the issues, we know the challenges, we know the needs of our country. We have all heard the finger pointing and the mudslinging. It's been a part of the fabric of our elections for as long as we can remember. We learned about it when we studied government in school, remember? Sadly, the insulting language, the name-calling, the belittling of one candidate towards another at all levels of the election and all levels of the tickets for voting takes us back. It takes us back to the name-calling we all learned on the playground when we were kids. You know, it just makes you sad. The good news is we're almost done, aren't we? Almost done with the name-calling and the insulting and the politicking. The day to vote is almost here. The question becomes, what do we do next? What do we do next? First, we remember to vote. And if we've already voted, good for you. Well done. But what happens next is what we all need to think and pray about. Here is where Jesus' words in today's gospel are so important. It's time to turn away from harmful words. It's time to stop finger pointing. It's time to stop belittling another person. It's time to get back to being the people who embrace the words of Jesus Christ. to love your neighbor as yourself. On Wednesday, this becomes our work and our mission, to be people of love, to be people who accept, to be people who forgive, to be people who embrace the change that's about to come. Why? Because we love. We love being one nation under God. Because we love the freedoms we have living in this country. Because the message of Jesus, the teaching to love God and to love our neighbor, is what guides our life. Not a candidate, not a party, not an insult. No, what guides us is the desire to bring the love of Jesus into our world. What drives us is a desire to bring the peace and justice of Jesus to those most in need in our world. What motivates us is to one day know the peace of the kingdom of heaven. Who wants to go to heaven? We all want to go to heaven. So today, let us pray. Pray for a record participation in the election. Let us pray that we all vote with love in our hearts. Let us pray that we all may accept and support those who are elected. And when it's over, let us all get back to living our faith by being people who love and worship God. Let us get back to being people who love our neighbor with kindness and compassion. Let us get back to being people who love with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls, and all our strength. Amen.